This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A pharmaceutical company that makes allergy pens sued Colorado Friday in federal court. Amneal Pharmaceutical says a state law approved in 2023 essentially makes the company provide generic allergy pens to pharmacies for free. Lawmakers passed the legislation to bring down the cost of the emergency auto-injectors, best known by the brand name EpiPen, by capping them at $60 per pair. The New Jersey company argues the state's push to make the pens affordable has resulted in an unconstitutional taking of its product. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has introduced a bill aimed at human trafficking. It would require fingerprint background checks of owners and employees of massage parlors. It's similar to a county ordinance and a state law in Colorado. Representative Boebert.
I think it's time to bring it at a federal level. I think it's a good piece of legislation. I was talking with the Douglas County Commissioners about it. And happy to get the ball rolling on it.
The House starts an October recess Thursday, so it's unlikely that this bill will advance during Congress's short session after the election. In Colorado, a music festival that's been running for more than two decades is a finalist for an international award in a Best Event category. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The High Mountain Hay Fever Bluegrass Festival takes place every July in the Wet Mountain Valley west of Pueblo. Musician and event founder Ron Thomason says it's all run by volunteers as a fundraiser.
We here in the mountains are very proud of what we're doing. The money always goes to things for the children, including health care.
The festival has brought in more than $850,000 for area charities since it started. The International Bluegrass Music Association will announce the award-winning event tomorrow. In the Wet Mountain Valley, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.